Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back in to Golf of the Northwest here. Our thanks to Marina Alex for joining us in studio as she gets set to defend her title at the Portland Classic coming up in a couple of weeks. But right now, we're very pleased to have joining us in our Ask the Pros segment, one of the top teaching pros in all of golf. He is a teacher at Impact Golf. His new book is called In the Zone, Learn to Putt Like a Champion. Todd Soane's joining us. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for taking some time.
Thanks, guys. Great to have me on your show. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate it, too, trying to help everybody here as summer has been as mild as we've had in the last few years. So a lot of people in the Pacific Northwest getting out, trying to get their last rounds of golf in, and probably, like me, frustrated by the amount of putts they're lipping out, leaving short. You've worked with some of the great pros over the years. What developed your passion for teaching the game, and more specifically with this book, putting?
Well, I mean, what developed my passion for teaching the game was I like helping people. And, I got into the business 37 years ago with the goal of being kind of an operator, run a club. And so I did that, and as I was running, as a director of golf at Conway Farms in Lake Forest, Illinois. And what I quickly realized, the part of my day that I liked most was when I was on the lesson tee helping people play better golf and score. And really, then it morphed into really helping them score better, not just hit the ball better.
Todd, I feel the same way. I got tired of looking for umbrellas that people lost, and I realized that I could do more good out on the lesson tee, making them better players. Putting is such a huge part of our game. When I taught from the putting green out to the tee. Is that an approach that you take?
Not really. To be really frank about it, I just look at each player and try to figure out what they need to score better and approach it from, an individual standpoint. Some people need to start, in their putting. But people love to hit the golf ball salad. I totally get that. So whether or not you're sculling chips or hitting poor bunker shots or you can't drive it or you can't make putts, I mean, really doing a game assessment and figuring out where the best, where the best place to invest your time and resources so that you score better and enjoy a lower score. What I will tell you is this. Anybody that is scoring better than they're used to will enjoy the game at a higher level. So trying to figure out, and for most people, they do need to work on their putting because that's where they can impact their score the fastest.
So you have written several books, and this latest being In the Zone for Putting. I read the book yesterday. It's absolutely fantastic. One of the few books that I've read recently on golf that I didn't need Cliff Notes to understand. It's really well laid out. Really struck me as something that's very important in my teaching, and that is setup. And yep. You start there. Give our listeners a little synopsis on how important setup is in playing the game.
Well, it's important in every aspect of the, whether it's full swing, short game, or putting. What I would tell you from the time, the season I worked with a number of tour players, Hillary Lunke, who won the U.S. Open, Steve Jones won the U.S. Open, and I would tell you this, I've never had a conversation with a tour player after they've putted well where they say they were working on the mechanics of their stroke. They say the same thing. The ball was rolling straight, I was trusting my stroke, I was going through my pre-shot routine, and the ball was going in. And so they're thoughtless when they putt. And yet when they putt poorly, they're very mechanical, they're analytical. And so what I believe is that if you can teach in a way where you understand the setup and how the setup influences the stroke, you can fix someone's stroke without having them think about their stroke. That's always my goal, is how can I impact the putting stroke without having someone conscious of it? So I put a lot of time into the first chapters of the book, explaining the setup, the six main fundamentals of the setup, how they influence your natural stroke, because I know that if you set up properly, that you're going to putt well. And if you set up poorly, you're going to putt poorly. So it starts with a setup with me.
Todd Soans is our guest. His website, Todd Soans, SONES.com. His Impact Golf Schools, he's the owner there. And the recent winner of the Horton Smith Award from the PGA Tour for contributing to member education. His new book is In the Zone, Learn to Putt Like a Champion. What for a hacker like me out there, bogey golfer who really loves the game, maybe doesn't have as much time to devote to it as he would like, what are some of the things that can be implemented without hours and hours and hours on a practice green to help putt more like a champion?
Well, I break putting down into four categories: roll the ball straight, speed control, reading greens, and then alignment, in that order. You know, you can read a green and line the face, but if you can't roll it straight, it really doesn't matter. So it all starts with rolling the ball straight with me. So, you know, spending time on your setup, you know, it's very simple to me. If you just, here's a simplistic way to set up to the putt. Get your eyes over the inside edge of the golf ball. Get your hands underneath your shoulders. Stand and learn where balance is. You should be on the balls of your feet. So I always ask people to tap their heels. So proportionately, they're more weight on the balls of the feet. The heels are on the ground, but they're able to be tapped. And then make sure the putter fits, you know, between your eyes and where your hands come to rest. So the putter's got to fit for you to be in the right setup. So if you can get the right putter and get tilted with your eyes over the ball, your hands under your shoulders, and learn just to stay still, you should at least start making solid contact. You know, if you can do that, roll it straight, then you can start developing speed control.
And you bring up the right putter. And there are racks and racks of putters from people to choose from. I have a garage full. I try to keep it limited to one or two, but I'd prefer it was just one. How do you fit a putter?
Well, that's the key. You know, so many, we've done it backwards in the industry for so long. People have basically gotten used to doing the wrong thing to get fit. And I look at it like this. Learn to set up properly and have the putter fitted to you. You know, I can actually, I have a thing on my website I'm developing, which will be on the Scoring Zone. I have a separate website called thescoringzone.com. And people can go on that website and put in their height and their knuckles to ground, and it will tell you the length putter you should have and the gram weight it should be. So then you have to learn to set up to it properly. But I've got a lot of resources to do that. I think if people go to www.scoringzone.com, and, you know, I have a whole putting series that they can look at, as well as the book, a lot of resources out there for people like that want help.
Todd Soans is our guest here, scoringzone.com or toddsoans.com, S-O-N-E-S. As far as grips, we see all sorts of, you know, depending on the type of putter that you have. We see Matt Kuchar out there who runs that long grip up his elbow. We still see guys like Adam Scott who go to the long putter just away from the chest so it's not anchored. Traditional putters, how does somebody decide to go about what might be the most comfortable grip, claw, traditional, low hand left, what's going to be most effective? What's the best way? Is it just trial and error?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I spent, you know, there's a whole chapter on learning what grip works for you in the book. And there's two chapters, chapter 6 and 7, about fitting a putter. So there's a lot of information about getting fit. Now, as far as what grip works for you, both grip style, as far as how your hands are placed on it, is it left hand low or lead hand low or claw or conventional? And then what style of factual grip, you know, a super stroke select or a fat, you know, there's so much stuff out there. You've just got to do some experimentation. And I think you do have to start with information, though, and knowledge. If you have no idea where to start, there's so much out there that, you know, you could spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. And I think you've got to have a baseline of knowledge. So hopefully people will get the book and read about it before they start experimenting, because it'll be a shortcut for them.
Todd, one of the things that I hear quite often from one amateur to another when their playing partner misses a putt is, oh, you decelerated, or you got to accelerate more. And nothing could be further from the truth. And as far as some of the efforts that they make in the stroke, you talk quite a bit about the putting stroke being a pendulum motion. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, I always like to say gravity controls speed. So what that means, if you think about a pendulum, when the weight of a pendulum goes back, it also goes up. So the further it goes back, the higher it's going to swing, therefore the faster it's going to swing. The mistake that most amateurs make is they take the putter back, the putter head back around the same distance on all putts, and then they're responsible for manually controlling the speed. They constantly have to slow down or speed up depending on the putt, how far they've got to hit the putt. So in other words, if someone takes it back 10 inches, the putter head back 10 inches, and they have a 4-foot fast putt, they're going to have to decelerate or the ball would go too hard, too far. If they've got a 50-foot putt and they take it back 10 inches, they're going to have to actually hit it harder than they should. So, you know, I'm always trying to get people to understand the feel of the putter head, how far it goes back. Your job, the player's job, is to take the putter back the right distance. Its job is to fall. So you just get out of its own way. It falls to the golf ball. I feel like once you hit the strike the golf ball, a lot of energy is absorbed in impact. The putter starts slowing down immediately, and then it starts. That's why putting strokes are equal on both sides of the golf ball. Or, believe it or not, some of the best strokes are a little shorter in the follow-through than they were in the backstroke because the ball is absorbing energy. Hopefully that makes sense to you.
Well, it certainly does. How does a player, the amateur, become a better lag putter?
Work. Well, I wouldn't say that. I shouldn't say it like that. But it starts with contact. In other words, if you're mishitting putts and you can't find the face of the putter, you know, you're not going to have good speed control. So you have to have a good mechanical stroke. That's why I start with rolling the ball straight in a good setup. Then you've got to work on speed. So the only way that's going to happen, you know, I ask people to start with walking 15 paces away from a hole. That's 45 feet. And then walk another 10 paces. But basically, you've got to start practicing long lag putts if you're ever going to develop speed control, even if you roll the ball straight up the face. You're not going to develop speed control until you work on it. You know, Ben Crenshaw, I was coaching a guy, Chip Beck. This, obviously, I'm dating myself a little bit, but back in 93, 94, 95, twice he was paired with Ben Crenshaw, who arguably is top five of all-time best putters. And I watched him putt two 18-hole competitive rounds, and his ability to get the ball close to the hole on a 50, 60-foot breaking putt was just uncanny. And so I got his a VHS tape. I'm really dating myself now, right? But it was called The Art of Putting, and I don't remember all the content, but I remember the end. At the end of the tape, he said the best thing, the most important thing that Harvey Pennock ever sent him or said to him was to work on long breaking putts. So obviously that he paid huge dividends for him in his career because he had incredible speed control. The reason why people three putt is they don't get their first putt close to the hole. So you've got to really work on it. You start with solid contact, then really put your time in and you'll become a better lag putter.
Todd, I really want to congratulate you on winning the PGA of America Horton Smith Award. I know it's a tremendous honor, and hopefully I'll be down in Palm Springs. It's Palm Springs in Florida. I think they'll be giving out the awards at the ceremony down there. Congratulations on receiving that.
Yeah, thank you. It's actually West Palm Beach. Palm Springs is in California. Palm Beach, Florida is where they do that. And, yeah, it's going to be in November. It's going to be a special night. But I was obviously very humbled by it, and it just makes me want to keep working harder and keep trying to give back, right, to the game.
The book is In the Zone, Learn to Putt Like a Champion. You can check out Todd Sones at his website, toddsones.com, S-O-N-E-S, or thescoringzone.com. Learn more about it. And where else can people pick up the book if they're looking to get a copy?
Where can you get everything on Amazon, right?
Of course.
I was driving down the road the other day, and there were literally four big Amazon trucks behind me. And I was like, it looked like a government thing. I'm like, this is just surreal. But anyway, it is what it is, right?
It is what it is. No question. In the Zone, Learn to Putt Like a Champion. Todd Sones, the writer and accomplished longtime master PGA Tour teacher. Thank you so much for taking some time for us this morning, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the road.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a great day, and let's all play better. Let's putt better, right?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.